Welcome to my podcast, Tricks of the Trademark. This is Eric Pelton with another podcast episode in which I share advice and experience based on my 20 years of working with clients around the world to protect and strengthen their brands. Just this month, I have two hearings before the Trademark Trial and Appeal Board at the USPTO headquarters in Alexandria, Virginia. Last year, our office handled at least five such hearings. I'm often asked by parties involved in disputes at the Trademark Trial and Appeal Board or other attorneys what exactly happens at these hearings. So I wanted to just take a few moments to talk about TTAB hearings and how to prepare for them. The most important thing about a hearing is that there is a deadline for requesting a hearing in a case, because if that deadline is missed, then even the best intentions can't schedule a hearing. So in a ex parte appeal, the request for a hearing must be made by the applicant within 10 days after the due date for the reply brief. And in a inter partes contested opposition or cancellation, either party can request a hearing within 10 days after the deadline for the reply brief filing. When an appeal hearing is requested at the board, it is essentially automatically granted. Both parties don't need to consent to the hearing. Only one needs to request it. And both parties don't even actually have to appear, although that's relatively rare. In terms of the details of a hearing, the hearing is conducted at the USPTO's headquarters in Alexandria, Virginia. It's before a panel of three judges, and it costs nothing. There's no filing fees. There's no expense other than the time to prepare for it and the travel, if necessary, to get there. But it can actually be done via video as well, and you don't need to appear in person. And in fact, very frequently, one or more of the judges appears via video. In a hearing of a application appeal conducted ex parte, the applicant gets 20 minutes for their argument and may reserve some of that time for rebuttal, and the examining attorney gets 10 minutes. In a inter partes dispute, in an opposition or cancellation, each side gets 30 minutes for their argument, and the plaintiff may reserve some of their time for rebuttal. When I am preparing for such a hearing at the TTAB, there's several important tips to keep in mind. The most important is that no new evidence can be introduced at the hearing. And I once saw a very perplexed and sad attorney bring mountains of evidence to the hearing that were not already in the record at the case, and the judges refused to consider or look at any of that evidence. It must be properly in the record during the appeal or the dispute process, which takes place prior to the hearing. Those making arguments at a hearing should prepare for a lot of questions by the judges. They often haven't read the entire record of the case at the time of the hearing, particularly when there's a large record, but they have certainly read the briefs and some of the record, and they generally have a lot of questions. You should, of course, be prepared with an outline of your arguments and all of the salient points that you want to make, but you should be expect to be interrupted many times via questions. And even if you weren't interrupted by questions, you certainly don't want to rely on just reading your outline. You want to be prepared to make a presentation and to make eye contact and have a discussion with the judges rather than just reading a summary of your brief. Otherwise, what's the point in having a hearing? It's very important at the hearing to know the record in the case, to know what evidence is in the record and where it is, and what evidence is not in the record. It's very important to know all of the major cases that are cited in the briefs and what happened in those cases and how they might be distinguished from the current case. It is possible to use evidence or props at the hearing, or even displays or charts, if that material is properly in the record in the case already. You cannot, again, introduce new evidence. And as a courtesy, I would generally always notify the other side that you plan to use whatever prop it is during the hearing before the hearing begins so that they're not surprised and it doesn't cause any kind of disruption during the hearing. Of course, whenever I'm speaking, whether it's a hearing or a presentation, I like to arrive early to make sure there's plenty of time, to make sure I have water or coffee or whatever setup I need, to make sure that I know the room, that it's, you know, familiar when you get in there to begin the hearing. And so you remove any surprises or unknowns to the extent possible. And of course, it's very important to practice. I like to bounce ideas off of other people, to practice before an audience, to encourage others to interrupt me with questions so that I'm really ready for the moment and I'm not making my argument out loud for the first time in front of the judges. These are just a few tips that I've got for handling a hearing at the Trademark Trial and Appeal Board. You can find more information about TTAB cases and TTAB hearings on my blog and on my website, or reach out to me if you've got a particular case to discuss. You've been listening to Tricks of the Trademark with me, Eric Pelton. I've been making trademarks bloom since 1999. For more information about my trademark services, visit my website at ericpelton.com. Thanks for listening.